Part 2. 1. What's it going to be then, eh? I take it up now, and this is the real weepy and light tragic part of the story beginning my brothers and only friends in Stadger, State Jail, that is, number 84F. You will have little desire to slushy all the Cali and horrible razzcaz of the shock that sent my dad beating his bruised and crovy rookers against unfair light bog in his heaven, and my mum squaring her rot for ow, ow, in her mother's grief at her only child and son of her bosom, like letting everybody down, real horror show. Then there was the starry, very grim magistrate in the lower court, gover-eating some very hard slovos against your friend and humble narrator, after all the Cali and Grasny slander spat forth by P.R. Deltoid and the Rossies, bog blast them. Then there was being remanded in filthy custody among Vonny perverts and Prestupniks. Then there was the trial in the higher court with judges and a jury and some very, very nasty slovos indeed gover-eated in a very, like, solemn way, and then guilty. And my mum boo-hoo-hooing when they said, 14 years, oh my brothers. So here I was now, 2 years just to the day of being kicked and clanged into Stadger 84F, dressed in the height of prison fashion, which was a one-piece suit of a very filthy, like, cow colour, and the number sewn on the groody part just above the old TikToker and on the back as well, so that going and coming, I was 6655321, and not your little droog Alex, not no longer. What's it going to be then, eh? It had not been like edifying, indeed it had not, being in this Grasny hellhole and like human zoo for 2 years, being kicked and toll-chocked by brutal bully warders and meeting Vonnie leering like criminals, some of them real perverts and ready to dribble all over a luscious young mal chick like your storyteller. And there was having to rabbit in the workshop at making matchboxes and itty round and round and round the yard for like exercise. And in the evenings, sometimes some starry prof-type vet would give a talk on beetles or the Milky Way or the glorious wonders of the snowflake. And I had a good smack at this last one because it reminded me of that time of the toll-chocking and sheer vandalism with that dead coming from the public biblio on a winter's night when my droogs were still not traitors and when I was like happy and free. Of these droogs, I had slushied but one thing, and that was one day when my P and M came to visit and I was told that Georgie was dead. Yes. Dead, my brothers. Dead as a bit of dog cal on the road. Georgie had led the other two into a light, very rich Chelovec house, and there they had kicked and toll-chocked the owner on the floor, and then Georgie had started to razz-rez the cushions and curtains, and then old Dim had cracked at some very precious ornaments like statues and so on, and this rich, beat-up Chelovec had raged like real bazoomny and gone for them all with a very heavy iron bar. His being all razdraz had given him, like, gigantic strength, and Dim and Pete had got out through the window, but Georgie had tripped on the carpet and bought this terrific swinging iron bar crack and splooge on the Gulliver, and that was the end of traitorous Georgie. The starry murderer had got off with self-defence, as was really right and proper. Georgie being killed, though it was more than 1 year after me being caught by the Millicents, it all seemed right and proper and like fate. What's it going to be then, eh? I was in the Wing Chapel, it being Sunday morning, and the prison Charlie was gover-eating the word of the Lord, and it was my rabbit to play the starry stereo, putting on solemn music before and after and in the middle too, where hymns were sung. I was at the back of the Wing Chapel. There were four altogether in Stadger 84F, near where the warders or chassos were standing with their rifles and their dirty, bolshy, blue, brutal jowls, and I could vidy all the plennies sitting down, slooshying the slovo of the Lord in their horrible cow-coloured prison platties, and a sort of filthy von rose from them, not like real unwashed, not grazzy, but like a special, real stinking von which you only got with the criminal types, my brothers, a like dusty, greasy, hopeless sort of a von. And I was thinking that perhaps I had this von too, having become a real plenty myself, though still very young. So it was very important to me, oh my brothers, to get out of this stinking Grasny Zoo as soon as I could. And as you will vidy, if you keep reading on, it was not long before I did. "What's it going to be then, eh?" said the prison Charlie for the third raz. "Is it going to be in and out, and in and out of institutions like this, though more in than out for most of you? Or are you going to attend to the divine word and realize the punishments that await the unrepentant sinner in the next world as well as in this? A lot of blasted idiots you are, most of you, selling your birthright for a saucer of cold porridge. The thrill of theft, of violence, the urge to live easy, is it worth it? When we have undeniable proof, yes, yes, incontrovertible evidence that hell exists. I know, my friends, I have been informed in visions that there is a place darker than any prison, hotter than any flame of human fire, where souls of unrepentant criminal sinners like yourselves, and don't leer at me, damn you, don't laugh, like yourselves, I say, scream in endless and intolerable agony, their noses choked with the smell of their filth, their mouths crammed with burning ordure, their skin peeling and rotting, a fireball spinning in their screaming guts. Yes, 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 I know. At this point, brothers, a plenty somewhere or other near the back row let out a shoom of lip music, and then the brutal chassos were on the job right away, rushing real scurry to what they thought was the scene of the shoom, then hitting out nasty and delivering toll chocks left and right. Then they picked out one poor trembling plenty, very thin and malenky and starry too, and dragged him off, but all the time he kept creeching, "It wasn't me, it was him, see," but that made no difference. He was toll-chocked real nasty and then dragged out of the wing chapel, creeching his Gulliver off. "No," said the prison Charlie. "Listen to the word of the Lord." Then he picked up the big book and flipped over the pages, keeping on wetting his fingers to do this by licking them, splurge, splurge. He was a bolshy, great, burly bastard with a very red litso. But he was very fond of myself, me being young, and also now very interested in the big book. It had been arranged as part of my, like, further education to read in the book and even have music on the chapel stereo while I was reading, oh my brothers. And that was real horror show. They would, like, lock me in and let me slooshy holy music by J.S. Bach and G.F. Handel, and I would read of these starry Yahudis toll-chocking each other and then peating their Hebrew vino and getting onto the bed with their wives like handmaidens. Real horror show. That kept me going, brothers. I didn't so much cope at the later part of the book, which is more like all preachy gover-eating than fighting and the old in-out. But one day, the Charles said to me, squeezing me like tight with his bolshy, beefy rooker, "Ah, 6655321, think on the divine suffering, meditate on that, my boy." And all the time, he had this rich Manny Von of Scotch on him, and then he went off to his little cantora to peat some more. So I read all about the scourging and the crowning with thorns and then the crossfesh and all that cow, and I vidded better that there was something in it. While the stereo played bits of lovely bark, I closed my glazies and vidded myself helping in and even taking charge of the toll-chocking and the nailing in, being dressed in a light toga that was the height of Roman fashion. So, being in Stager 84F was not all that wasted, and the governor himself was very pleased to hear that I had taken to, like, religion, and that was where I had my... We had four of these lomticks of, like, prison religion that morning, but the Charles said no more to me about this Ludovico's technique, whatever it was, oh my brothers. When I'd finished my rabbit with the stereo, he just govereted a few slovos of thanks, and then I was privadeted back to the cell on Tier 6, which was my very vonny and crammed home. The Chasso was not really too bad of a vec, and he did not toll-chock or kick me in when he'd opened up. He just said, "Here we are, sonny, back to the old waterhole." And there I was with my new type droogs, all very criminal, but bog be praised, not given to perversions of the body. There was Zofar on his bunk, a very thin and brown vec who went on and on and on in his light cancery galosh so that nobody bothered to slushy. What he was saying now, like to nobody, was, "At that time, you couldn't get hold of a podgy, whatever that was, brothers, not if you was to hand over 10 million Archibalds. So what do? I goes to, down to Turkey and says, I've got this brogue on that morrow, see? And what can he do?" It was all this very old-time real criminal slang he spoke. Also, there was Wall, who had only one glazzy, and he was tearing bits of his toenails off in honour of Sunday. Also, there was Big Jew, a very fat, sweaty vec lying flat on his bunk like dead. In addition, there was Jojon and the Doctor. Jojon was very mean and keen and wiry and had specialised in, like, sexual assault. And the Doctor had pretended to be able to cure Sif and Gon and Gleet, but he'd only injected water. Also, he had killed off two Dvotchkas instead, like he'd promised, of getting rid of their unwanted loads for them. They were a terrible Grazny lot, really, and I didn't enjoy being with them, oh my brothers, any more than you do now, but it won't be for much longer. Now, what I want you to know is that this cell was intended for only three when it was built, but there were six of us in there, all jammed together, sweaty and tight. And that was the state of all the cells in all the prisons in those days, brothers, and a dirty Cali disgrace it was, there not being decent room for a Chelovec to stretch his limbs. And you will hardly believe what I say now, which is that on this Sunday, they brosseted in another plenty. Yes, we had had our horrible pishka of dumplings and vonny stew and were smoking a quiet cancer each on our bunks when this vec was thrown into our midst. He was a chinny, starry vec, and it was him who started creeching complaints before we even had a chance to viddy the position. He tried to, like, shake the bars, creeching, "I demand my sodding rights. This one's full up. It's a bleeding imposition. That's what it is." But one of the Chassos came back to say that he had to make the best of it and share a bunk with whoever would let him. Otherwise, it would have to be the floor. "And," said the warder, "it's going to get worse, not better. A right dirty criminal world you lot are trying to build."